Obsessed with You by Masked, read by X-Men hater, Fandom Moldazushi. Lan Chan comes home from work earlier than usual one day, pauses by their front door with her shoes halfway off, holds her breath and listens again. A moan. It's unmistakable above the sound of Lan Chan's heartbeat in her ears. There, another one, from the direction of their bedroom, is a voice. Low and breathy whines punched out of her in the otherwise silent apartment. Lan Chan fully takes her shoes off without bothering to line them up neatly, and her work bag is forgotten by the shoes as her feet, silenced by her socks, carry her down their hallway. Their bedroom door is always left open, so Lan Chan has no problem arriving undetected to where she finds who she was looking for. Wei Ying is sitting on their bed with her back against the bed frame, fully clothed except for her shirt that's been hiked up by one of her hands. Her bra must have been unclipped at the back as it hangs loosely over her figure, as if Wei Ying was too impatient to take it off to fondle her breast and play with her hardened nipple between her fingers, as she is doing now, her eyes closed shut and her lower lip worried between her teeth. She has one hand down her sweatpants, the fabric showing just enough movement between her open legs to leave to the imagination, but not enough to mistake exactly what Wei Ying is doing. The sound of Wei Ying's wet pussy fills the room, and Lan Chan's mouth waters in response.
Lan Chan...
Wei Ying breathes, and Lan Chan's eyes widen for a fraction of a second. She sways forward a little and opens her mouth to respond. Only Wei Ying's small frown deepens as she bows her head and makes a grunt at the back of her throat with a little, "Huh," as she murmurs,
"Lan Chan."
Lan Chan pauses. She slowly leans back against the doorframe with her arms crossed over her chest and watches with clenched fists. Soft little breaths escape Wei Ying's lips as she starts to rock against her hand in earnest. Lan Chan ignores her own wet pussy in favor of watching Wei Ying shudder against her own touch, as she continuously repeats Lan Chan's name over and over, punched out of her like she isn't able to keep them from spilling out of her. Lan Chan wishes she could see how many fingers Wei Ying has worked in her, if she's pressing all the way in as she fucks herself, if she's dragging her slick from her cunt to circle over her clit like how she likes it when Lan Chan is on her. If she can feel how warm and wet she is around herself. She's gentler with herself than Lan Chan is. She can't bite at her own neck after all. Can't suck on her own dark nipples and roll them against her wet tongue. Can't grip herself still by her hips and thighs wide open as she's ground down on with the pace she didn't set for herself.
Lan Chan!
Wei Ying gasps, her tongue a lovely shade of pink as it darts out to wet her lips and her eyes still screwed shut. Her cheeks are flushed and her ponytail is askew. She shudders as she shifts and leans her head back, revealing her neck, peppered with marks that are still healing from last night.
Lan Chan,
She's close. Lan Chan can see it in the way her stomach clenches, the way her toes are curling in, the way she's grinding the back of her head against the bed frame as the snap of her hips become more frantic against her fingers. She clenches at her breast enough to pull at the skin around her fingertips, with her mouth slightly open, little gasps punched out, with each thrust forward.
Lan Chan!
Wei Ying.
Wei Ying's eyes fly open.
Lan Chan!
Lan Chan crosses the room in two steps and kisses the choke of her own name as Wei Ying comes, burying herself between Wei Ying's clenching legs to press her own hand firmly over Wei Ying's pants where her knuckles are buried deep in her warm, pulsing cunt before she can pull her fingers out. Wei Ying's bare breasts curve up to meet Lan Chan's silk blouse as she rocks against her own fingers and sobs against Lan Chan's lips, trapped to be full as she continues to come in pulses. When Lan Chan finally releases her hand, Wei Ying slumps down on their bed with an incomprehensible noise, Lan Chan's arm still firmly holding her around her waist. Two fingers, Lan Chan finds out.
Lan Chan!
Wei Ying whines against Lan Chan's lips as she loops her arms over Lan Chan's shoulders.
You're home early. You should have said something if you're home.
Lan Chan kisses her and nibbles at her bottom lip for a second before she releases it to lean down and latch her lips onto one of Wei Ying's already sensitive nipples. Wei Ying yelps, not having expected Lan Chan's warm mouth on her, and squirms against her.
Lan Chan, have some mercy.
Lan Chan is many things, but having mercy for Wei Ying right after witnessing her thinking about Lan Chan in her absence isn't one of them. She rolls Wei Ying's other nipple between her thumb and forefinger with one hand and finds her grip underneath Wei Ying's thigh with the other to maneuver Wei Ying's legs back open for her to settle between. She trails her way down with a kiss laid between her breasts above her belly button as she drags down Wei Ying's pants and underwear, far enough down to her ankles. Lan Cheng presses a gentle kiss on the spot just above Wei Ying's pubes. Wei Ying, realizing too late what Lan Chan is doing, scrambles at the last second.
Wait, Lan Chan, I just came.
Lan Chan fills her cunt with her tongue. Wei Ying's stutter yells as she writhes with her fingers tangled in Lan Chan's hair, but Lan Chan's firm hands gripped on both her thighs keep her legs open as Lan Chan licks up all of Wei Ying's slick, cleans her wet, swollen clit with a few flicks, and back down to where more slick leaks out for Lan Chan to taste. Wei Ying's oversensitive cunt already weakly starting to pulse and clench from being stimulated so much in such little time. Wei Ying's rasp is barely a whisper, and a whine mixed in with Lan Chan's name, dragged out from the back of her throat as she comes again around Lan Chan's tongue. She twitches with a sob when Lan Chan noses her inner thigh and lays a few feather-like kisses there. Lan Chan loves her like this, too, so blissed out from Lan Chan's touches that she's rendered speechless. After a few heaves, Wei Ying huffs out a weak laugh.
You, Lan Chan.
With a kiss, Lan Chan says, I'm home. Wei Ying laughs again as she pulls Lan Chan up and nudges her thigh in between Lan Chan's legs.
Come up here.
Lan Chan doesn't need to be told twice. Her underwear is soaked through and she grinds down against Wei Ying's bare thigh as Wei Ying opens up the front of her blouse to mouth at her nipples, still fully dressed from work otherwise. And it doesn't take her long at all before she comes with a choke. Wei Ying kisses her through it, her tongue and hands and wet thigh underneath her, Lan Chan's only points of existence in this moment as everything else whites out around her. Lan Chan rests her forehead against Wei Ying's, and Wei Ying kisses the tip of her nose. Lan Chan's line of sight is filled with nothing but Wei Ying's grin.
Welcome home,
Wei Ying says. Lan Chan smiles. The end.